Demonstrators took over the biggest highway in Puerto Rico's capital today. They are demanding the island's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, resign immediately. Now, these protests have been building for more than a week. Ever since, nearly 900 pages of private messages between Rosselló and his top advisors were made public, messages in which they insulted political opponents and regular Puerto Ricans alike. NPR's Adrian Florido reports from San Juan.
The march was scheduled to begin at 9 a.m., but by 7 in the morning, highway off-ramps near the starting point were already choked with traffic. People parked on sidewalks and grassy medians and arrived from across the island on buses, on bicycles, and on foot. Heidi Maimi stood on a median to take in the masses who packed an 11-lane highway.
Woo! Infinita. Infinita. No tiene fin.
I can't see the end of it, Mami said. This is a march unlike any other.
Yo estoy aquí por los muertos, por toda la corrupción, por la fobia del gobernador.
Mami said she'd come to the march for those who died after Hurricane Maria because of the governor's inaction, to protest corruption, to reject the homophobia, the sexism, the elitism that were on full display in the leaked text messages between the governor and his top advisors.
This chat only reveals who he really is and the kind of leader he is.
This is protester Mabel Turel.
And we are asking him to resign.
Though the protests against the governor began over those texts, they've quickly ballooned into something much bigger. They've set off an unprecedented political awakening. People who've never protested before have come out. Many Puerto Ricans can hardly believe what's happening. Andres Hernandez said this isn't just about the governor's chats. He said the chats had made clear to Puerto Ricans that their leaders don't really care about their struggles, including, he said, their suffering after Hurricane Maria and their frustrations with the slashing of public services amid the island's economic crises.
Levantándonos contra el gobierno, levantándonos contra unas personas que se quieren apoderar de lo que es de nosotros, de nuestros estudios.
We're standing up to a government that's taking what's ours, he said, our education, our health care, our pensions. In the week since the protests against him broke out, Governor Rosselló has repeatedly apologized for his offensive texts, but refused to resign. On Sunday, he said he would not seek re-election, but his decision to finish his current term made protesters even angrier.
Bueno, ya tú miras a tu alrededor toda la gente que se ha manifestado durante toda esta pasada semana.
María Sepúlveda, a retired schoolteacher, said, "Look around. Look at all the people. His reputation is ruined. He needs to step down for his own good and the good of his family and for the good of all of Puerto Rico. He may even save a little of the dignity he has left," she said. Though the protests against the governor have built quickly, Kelvin Merle Medina said this week's political rebellion has been decades in the making. And he said it might not have happened if not for Hurricane Maria, which opened people's eyes to all of their government's flaws. Since Hurricane Maria, he said, it's been like the governor's clock has been ticking down to zero.
No habíamos pensado cuánto poder tenía el pueblo. De su propia voz de decidir. Esto es lo que queremos y lo estamos decidiendo porque luego de esto somos capaces de lograr lo que queramos.
We hadn't realized how much of a voice and how much power we have as a people to demand what we want, he said. And now we realize we can achieve whatever we want. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.